CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Supreme Court early this morning temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deporting any more immigrants using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Scott Lucas is a professor of international politics at University College Dublin.
They didn't say yes or no in terms of whether or not the Trump administration can use this Alien Enemies Act, but they said no migrants, not only from Texas, but no migrants from anywhere across the United States can be deported until the federal appeals court makes its determination. So they effectively put the case back to the federal appeals court and issued a temporary stay on any deportations until we get that ruling on the merits of the case.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back from El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported.
Depriving Kilmar of his constitutional rights is a threat to everybody who resides in America. He had not heard that. I believe that gave him additional strength.
Abrego Garcia has been moved from the notorious Seacott prison to a nearby detention center, Van Hollen said, but has never been told why he's being held. The Department of Justice has acknowledged Abrego Garcia was deported by mistake after a prior court order prohibited his being sent to El Salvador, a nation he fled about 15 years ago.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. The U.S. and Iran are just about to hold their second round of nuclear talks in Rome today. President Trump has threatened military action if diplomacy doesn't work.
I'm for stopping Iran, very simply, from having a nuclear weapon. They can't have a nuclear weapon. I want Iran to be great and prosperous and terrific.
Iran wants the U.S. to lift its sanctions. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. 168 people were killed. KWTV anchor Robin Marsh covered the attack that day. She says the city never let the bombing define it.
Evil will not prevail. What was meant for evil will be turned to good. And that embodies what Oklahoma City is today doing and will continue to do in the future.
Former President Bill Clinton will address this morning's ceremony in Oklahoma City. Thousands attended a vigil at Florida State University last night for the victims of Thursday's mass shooting.
At this point, there does not appear to be any connection at all between the shooter and any of the victims.
Classes were canceled Friday.
We're going to let a few people in at a time.
Though some students returned to the campus to retrieve their belongings left behind during the shooting.
It's definitely really sad, but seeing the community come together and like put down flowers and just really reflect on loved ones and what we really need to appreciate and be grateful for.
A memorial on the FSU campus keeps growing. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Brewers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-3 victory over the A's. Milwaukee's third win in a row. Game two of the three-game series is tonight. Chad Patrick on the mound for the Crew against the A's right-hander Luis Severino. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard speaking for the first time since being told the pain in his right leg was due to a blood clot.
It was a little bit scary. You know, I think I've had a couple surgeries in my career. You know, I've had things that I've had to deal with, you know, with, you know, ankle or Achilles, calf, whatever it might be, you know, but those are all things that you go to rehab, you know, you deal with it like that. And then you see you have a blood clot, and obviously that's a, you know, a thing that can affect your life. One of my closest cousins in 2021 had a blood clot in his calf, man, and he ended up having a pulmonary embolism and dying. So obviously that's the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I'm just happy to be on the other side of it.
That's the Bucks, Damian Lillard, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s. Tonight, a low around 40 under mostly cloudy skies. Some showers on Sunday with a high near 48. Showers and rumbles of thunder Sunday night, a low near 43. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on your Monday, 56. Currently, 42 degrees.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Good morning to you, Rick Johnson, Saturday Soundtrack, live here at Radio Park, having a good time. Green's Clearwater Revival, gonna start us off this Saturday morning.
Long as I remember, green's been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, who'll stop the rain?
Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a lie. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Sound a lot like Tommy James with Shondell's Alive and Kicking. Tighter and Tighter at WRJN. Good morning, it's Rick Johnson. 6:17 right now, so if you got to get yourself up and on the way, just to kind of let you know where we're at time-wise, Kurt Vollman is doing it all over again. Mm-hmm. Reliving them glory days. Weekday afternoons at 5 with his 5 o'clock class reunion. It's a set of timeless hits, and it's really cool. Each afternoon, he features 3 songs, kind of 1, 2, 3, from the same year that you get to help him select. And you say, well, how do we do that, Rick? Simple. Go to WRJN.com, enter your favorites from, and I'll tell you what, he's going to do 1963 will be Monday. Matter of fact, I'm going to help you out. Our capsule countdown today, one of them is from 1963, so you'll have to listen carefully. But you can choose whatever song you want from 1963. Enter your favorite song, and like I say, Monday he's going to be doing 1963. Check it out, WRJN.com, where you get to tell Kurt what you'd like to hear on the 5 o'clock class reunion.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Another sad day. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fellow told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. Sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had
some. Oh, don't it hurt deep inside to see someone. Sugar and spice.
sugar is fine.
Scene's home for local news, timeless hits is WRJN, James Brown. Remember who his backup singers were? The Fabulous Flames. James Brown and the Fabulous Flames, and I got you. Feel good. Let's check the weather here, see what's going to happen today. Take a coat out with you, maybe. I don't know, it was kind of misting when I came in this morning. Let's see what it's up to here.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s. Tonight, a low around 40 under mostly cloudy skies. Some showers on Sunday with a high near 48. Showers and rumbles of thunder Sunday night, a low near 43. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on your Monday, 56. Currently, 42 degrees.
Feel inside.
James Brown, y'all. He's a king of the soul, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the sweetness. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the
the door this morning, put on something with a little rain repellent, okay? Because it's a little bit misty out there right now. 43 degrees at Radio Park Rolling Stones on WRJM.
Watch it!
say to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
for wearing your green slips.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would she always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
Bring that meeting me that no one can hear and tell. If I did not go. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Supreme Court issued an order early this morning, temporarily blocking some more deportations.
The court order concerns Trump administration plans to use the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, used rarely and only in wartime until now, to deport about 30 Venezuelan men being held in Texas. The court says not to do that, quote, until further order of this court. The ACLU said in an emergency filing last night that the Venezuelans had been told they were about to be removed. The Supreme Court had previously ruled that could not happen unless they had a chance to legally challenge it. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back home from his trip to El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported. Van Hollen says the case is about more than one man.
President